Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Charlie Janik, president and CEO of Arteris IP. Charlie's career has spanned 20 years and multiple industries, including electronic design automation, semiconductor capital equipment, nanotechnology, industrial polymers, and venture capital. Hello, Charlie, and welcome back to the podcast.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having me on today.
So let's start with the network on chip. Tell us when an NOC interconnect is needed in an SoC design.
A NOC interconnect can be leveraged across any SoC, but it's needed the most where complexity means risk. And that's pretty much anywhere in an electronic system that people are building. But specifically in our experience, sufficient complexity would be 15 IP blocks or in smaller chips which have complex power architectures. The NOC interconnect is beneficial at lower levels of complexity, but there the primary benefit is productivity rather than area, wire length, or power savings. On the high end, however, there are now very complex chips being designed that can only exist based on what the system ISP is capable of. And for those types of complex SoC, the NOC interconnect IP is an essential and enabling technology. So as semiconductor transistor dimensions shrink and increasing amounts of IP block functions are added to a chip, the physical infrastructure that carries the data of the chip, it's kind of the backbone, and it guarantees the quality of service, it starts to crumble. And most of today's systems are too complex to utilize the traditional hierarchical bus or crossbar interconnect approach. And design teams want to spend their precious time on their unique differentiation, not building their own network on chip when they can get a commercial NOC IP that is flexible, configurable, and proven in the market.
Right. So let's go into more detail about the NOC interconnect physical awareness. Why do you need physical awareness? What are the business benefits?
So at 16 nanometer geometries and below, you can now make a perfectly good SoC logic architectures. They are difficult or even impossible to place en route. So the failure to consider physical constraints during the SoC architecture analysis and NOC RTL development can lead to expensive physical design turns and even front-end redesigns. And that in turn causes risk to schedules, additional costs, or even missed design win windows.
Right. So what's the impact on the teams involved with SoC development?
With physical constraints intruding on the front-end architectures and logic design, the failure to consider physical awareness puts too much of a burden on layout teams, right? And so physical awareness is really physical verification. With physical awareness, layout teams know that someone has looked at critical net latencies and has estimated whether the architectures can actually close timing. So you add a small amount of work at the front end in order to save a lot of time in physical layout. So in the worst case, if you miss a design win window on a complex SoC project due to physical layout delays, you can have $100 million or greater loss. So that can get quite serious. The physical awareness is also helpful for back-end teams, physical layout teams, to understand the intent of the front-end architecture and RTL development teams. So what that does, physical awareness provides a starting point that has been validated for latency and timing violation, and this can significantly accelerate physical design and improve SoC project outcomes. And this is particularly important in scenarios where the architecture is being done by one company and the layout is being done by another. So such as cases often arise between system houses, such as automotive OEMs and their semiconductor partners. And so physical awareness is beneficial all around and for the overall project, and it's a win-win for all involved.
So what's required to make this physical awareness work properly?
So to make a physical awareness work properly, one needs a network on chip interconnect, hardware and tools that are oriented toward physical awareness, and you need an SoC floor plan. So in the early stages of a design, the SoC floor plans are usually image drawings that are negotiated between architects and technical marketing personnel. And at a later stage of the SoC process, production floor plans are available, and these are important to have as it's best to use an actual floor plan in order to accurately place the NoC interconnect element and their connections in their right places. So this means that physical awareness requires the ability to input floor plans at the image stage and the LEF and DEF or TCL formats at the production floor plan stage. You also need a timing engine for timing closure estimation. This timing closure is not as accurate, doesn't have to be as accurate as you obtain during place and route, but the timing closure pipeline scheme provides a starting point and forces architects and RTL designers to consider it during their front-end stage of the process. You also need a solid interface to output the physical awareness results to physical synthesis and place and route. So Arteris has been working on physical awareness since 2015, and we have the experience from multiple customer SoCs that have reached production quicker and with shorter wire length and lower power using Arteris physical awareness solution.
All right. Can you expand a little bit on the technical benefits of physical awareness?
So latency is part of performance, and most SoCs have latency critical connections, such as the processor to the memory traffic. With physical awareness, latency can be considered early in the SoC creation cycle, with optional changes to quality of service and the number of clock and power domains, resulting in changes to the NoC interconnect RTL in order to meet SoC objectives prior to physical layout. Another benefit of physical awareness and early floor plan availability is that one can estimate timing closure. So with an integrated timing engine, one can automatically assign pipeline stages to trade off frequency against latency goals. So in a sense, timing closure estimation is another form of RTL verification, lessening the burden on the layout team. And so with physical awareness, you obtain a better NoC interconnect, which in turn can give you a better floor plan, should your methodology allow that, and that in turn gives you a better SoC.
Okay. So how can a team or a company or, you know, a customer take advantage of physical awareness, and how can Arteris help?
So as I mentioned, Arteris has been offering physical awareness technology since 2015 as an option to our FlexNoC interconnect IP. This physical awareness option allowed customers to read in a floor plan, place the NoC elements in the allowed channels and regions, compute critical net latencies, and automatically obtain a timing closure estimation. So in that time, most complex SoCs have moved into the 7 and 5 nanometer projects, geometries, with 3 nanometer being on the horizon. So at these geometries and level of complexity, physical awareness has become essential for every project of that type. And so as one of our board members, Ati Karaza, said, there are no simple chips below 60 nanometer. And so as a result, we are continuously working with customers to improve the features and usability and accuracy of our physically aware solution. And we're encouraging all deep submicron architects and engineers to consider physical awareness as early in their projects as possible in order to assure a project success.
Interesting. You know, that's a great conversation, Charlie. Thank you again. You know, we've been working together with SemiWiki and Arteris for almost 12 years now. You're one of our first customers, and it's just been a pleasure working with you. You know, we get to work with leading edge customers, and it's such a knowledge base, and it's a great experience for us. So thank you very much, and congratulations on your success.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you very much. Take care.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.